What's up, everyone? Welcome to Zero Fox Left, and I'm your humble, soft-spoken, always apologetic, never misgendering, never toxically masculine. I can't even think right now. Never transphobic, never black supremacist. What? I don't know where I'm at, dude. This is the best song I've ever heard, or the worst song. Crake Boy Mental. I thought it said Crack Boy Mental. Listen to this shit. Jokes aside, I would buy the rights to this song if you would let me. Like, this would just be my opening song forever. As a black trans woman, I just... This tickles my fancy. I can't remember how I found this, but... The guy looks... mentally retarded. And I mean, like... I'm not saying 90s retarded, which means... You're just an idiot or a moron. I mean, like... Actually... Clinically... Mentally ill. So I don't know. I don't know if this is a parody... If it's a parody, it's genius. But the guy, I don't know, man. He looks like he's for real. And there's one of him on a stage. And he's, like, hyped up. And people seem to be enjoying it. I don't know. If this is real and it's not a parody, I can't find out the answer, unfortunately. So I don't know the answer. I didn't spend that much time, but I couldn't find. I even typed in his name with the word parody, and I did not get any results. So I think it's better if it's a mystery sometimes. If it's a parody, dude, Crake Boy Mental, B-O-I, and it's on Spotify. It's a hidden gem. You're welcome. And there's other ones. He has other songs such as that's Trans People Are My Friends. But he also has Irish Tupac. I recommend giving that a listen. And then I support the LGBTQIA plus times 1,000. Lots of weird stuff going on there. I listened to a few briefly, and it's either like a whole parody album. Or the guy is retarded and has bought into all the stuff that the media and everyone wants him to believe. Either way, he doesn't look like somebody who can kick anyone's ass, which is very... Like, if you saw him in... If I saw him in public and he was like, no, I'm for real, you can catch these hands, I'd be like, all right, I've always been pretty good at catching things. Let me catch them. I did play corner, so I think I'll catch them fine. Let me catch him. I'll call me Ash Ketchum, and I'll fucking double entendre your ass. I'll beat you in the rap game too, motherfucker. So anyway, we're gonna do another trans podcast. If you didn't understand that from the intro, but I do have an interesting observation that in poor areas, there's a lot of dollar stores, and I don't understand why there needs to be so many dollar stores. Like, why do you need the 99-cent superstore, the Dollar Tree, the Dollar General? And I think it means general store, not, like, general, like, that's the rank. At some point it was the Dollar Sergeant. So I don't think that's the case. I think it just means general store. Because they're, like, in every country town, you'll at least have a Dollar General. You may have no super... store, grocery store for that matter, but you'll have a fucking Dollar General and a Subway, very oddly. What's another one? Family Dollar, which seems to be the most expensive of the lot. Family Dollar, almost nothing is a dollar in the Family Dollar. I've even started seeing, I saw a sign in one, I had to get like some cleaning supplies or something. And it said everything is now $1.25. And I'm like, that's really when inflation... There it is. the dollar, one of the dollar stores, one of the subsets have already let you know, it's not a dollar store anymore, buddy. It's done. Yeah. Sleepy Joe killed it. So, is what it is, I guess. But yeah, it's done. It's a wrap. What else? So let's get into the fucking. But I was just wondering, like, it's not really competitive. It's the same shit in all of them for the most part. Like, you go to Family Dollar if you're wanting like more, I guess, bougier shit, and Dollar General would be like sort of on par with that. Dollar Tree is pretty. That's, to me, that's a dollar store. It's a bunch of junk, you know? It's a bunch of junk, but you're just wanting to spend $5 for whatever the fuck it is you're trying to do and get the fuck out. That's a dollar store. Anyway, we're not doing a podcast. Fox, stop. We're not doing a podcast on the Dollar Tree and dollar stores in the world. So, sorry for that. Off topic. Played a song. We're 6 minutes in and I can't even get to the content. I'm very sorry. If you're an avid listener, hopefully you've just gotten used to this. And you're just like, that's what he does. He can't stay on topic. And we don't even know what the topic's going to be for the first 4 minutes. But you're welcome for that song. It makes me laugh every time I fucking listen to it. I can't get over it. Because it's like, hey, people, I'm a friend. Why does it sound like that? I don't care if you're like, oh, you're making fun of a retarded guy. Okay, he put himself out there, dude. Obviously, if he was, like, at the McDonald's play place and just yelling, I wouldn't fucking laugh out loud, you know? I'm not that big of a fucking asshole. But you put yourself on Spotify, the song's fucking funny, your voice is funny. Still genius. I don't even care. Even if it's not parody. Thank you, man. And let me know if I can make some agreement for you to play your songs on my intro. I only want to play this guy's songs. I know I'm supposed to have rights or something. There's some legit way to do this. Reach out to me, fox@foxmckenna.com. Let's get into it. Another trans podcast. Okay, one more while we're here. I'm sorry. This is not the podcast we're doing. You're not getting this from me. I could do weird music like all day. This podcast could just be weird music I found. But look, listen to this. Sorry, one of my speakers is busted. I think he broke it. But it does sound that bad, even with my... That's nice. I mean, it's such an inclusive message, but I just don't know, man. I can't tell. And then you look at the photo of this guy, and you're just like, that's what makes you not sure. For me. And then the video I saw that's like a YouTube short, I posted that on Telegram. Zero Fox Left, the page. If you're not following me on Telegram and you're listening to this podcast, I don't know why you can't follow me on Telegram. It's the only place I post. Well, I'd rather say it. It's the only place I can post. It's the only social media I think I have left, maybe. I haven't tried some of the other ones, like Getter and all this other bullshit. You know, maybe if there's just one good one, then I'll just get on that one. But for now, Telegram seems to be the good one. That's where I'm at. So, just type in zero, the word, Fox, and then left, and then that's it. I feel like changing the name. Like, I really do. To the Trans Floyd Modelo Bug podcast or something. I don't know. Anyway, let's get into the topic. So my last trans rant, I think I adequately made the point, and I think quite well, that not everyone can be trans successfully. So yes, anyone can be trans, because you could say, I'm a dog, I've always been a dog. And if you don't like it, then you're being a piece of shit, motherfucking asshole. You're being a transphobe, and you can catch these hands. Essentially, right? That's why this subject is so accurate. So that is sort of how this goes in the system. So yes, anyone can be trans, but that doesn't mean you successfully can be trans. And that was made quite well. I think J.J. Watt would make a terrible woman. He's 6 foot, like, four and 295 pounds of solid muscle. See, women don't look that way. Versus whoever, whatever Blair White's name was, is like a 5 foot two man and is very skinny and petite and has, you know, features that are feminine in petiteness. Probably never played sports, never worked out and all that kind of stuff. And so it was easy. That made it successful. This time I want to talk about a different idea that popped into my head. And I wonder why no one, you know, I think a lot of feminists may think this way. The TERF feminist, as they say, the trans exclusionary feminist. I can't remember what all that stands for, but essentially, like, your traditional, like, I'm pro-woman. I think women should have their own sports, their own this, and, you know, be able to do everything a man can do. You're essentially a first-wave feminist. You're Camille Paglia's. So, I think they would agree with this, and they probably thought of it, and it pisses them off, but men can just hijack a woman's movement now at any given point. So let's follow this to the conclusion. So a man swimmer, I think I mentioned this in this month in Retarded as Fuck of last month, was able to, like, he literally beats the women. I don't know what it was, maybe an 800 meter or something, but it's like a minute. He finishes, and then a minute later, the women finish. And all it took is for him to say, "I'm a woman." And that's essentially all it takes. Is the claim, "I am that." You don't have to look like that. Which is really odd. I've always said this. It's really odd that there's people who won't look something, yet want to be called that. So, for instance, if I look a part, I can always pull it off. Right? Let's be serious about that. You may, I don't know where you are on the spectrum, you could be trans, if you're listening to this, or you could be like, I'm transphobic, whatever that means. You're afraid of trans people? It's very weird. I don't think people have a phobia. You could say you just don't like trans people. Or the concept of trans. So regardless of where you fall on that spectrum, let's play this out. I go to the mall, and I'm dressed in sweatpants, an A shirt, also known as a muscle shirt, also known as a wife beater. Sweatpants, a wife beater. And I set up a photo booth, and it says, take a picture with Batman. That would be weird for people. Because one, I'm not looking like Batman at all. Batman doesn't wear sweatpants or a muscle shirt in any of the situations. Maybe at home with Alfred on the one day off he gets a year. But that's not how you think of Batman. So, two, I'm claiming I'm Batman because I'm standing by the photo booth that says I'm Batman. So, rightly so, this is going to cause some confusion. People are going to wonder, well, is the person in that is supposed to be Batman? Are they, you know, taking a shit? Are they somewhere in the mall? Maybe we will see Batman, is what maybe a father or mother would say to their kids that are like, I want to see Batman, and then you see the person and the sweatpants and the A-shirt, and you're like, what? you know, and a weird scruffy beard and looks like they just rolled out of bed. And you're like, is this homeless man, like, kill Batman? Like, what happened here? What happened with Batman? Right? That could happen. You're sitting there just scratching your head. Like, what the fuck? And that would be a legitimate response. But this is, if I was trans, right? If I was trans Batman in my mind, because I've always been Batman. I read all the comics. I've always loved it. I imagine being a billionaire despite being poor as fuck, having no money. So I'm Batman in my mind. You may say that type of person belongs in a mental hospital. You may not. You may say, that's fine. I mean, whatever. Is he hurting anyone with his photo booth? No, not really. Kind of weird, but not really causing problems. There may be some kids that cry and they're like, that's not Batman. But it'd be weirder if no one shows up to take a picture with me, right? Let's say I sit there 8 hours. No one takes a photo with me because I don't look like Batman. And then I go on a rant on fucking social media, IG, Twitter, TikTok probably would be the most likely place nowadays. Maybe YouTube a long time ago, but probably TikTok now is the route people would go. And I complain that, you know, people didn't seem to accept me as Batman. And I want to be Batman. In fact, now let's go a step further. I want to be Batman and Spider-Man. Yeah, I want to be two things. And so, because I'm two things and I'm they. In fact, when I leave the photo booth and go to the food court to get some stuff, they're like, sir, or, you know, you're... food is ready. I'm like, sir, I know I'm mask presenting, but I don't know why they can't be used. How come people don't see me as they when I am Spider-Man and Batman? And then I ran about all this, and then I start harassing people in the mall the next day I show up, and I'm like, oh, I'm just not Batman for you. It's Batman, motherfucker. It's they, because I'm two people also. And I become a little obnoxious. At what point should somebody step in and say, hey man, you don't fucking look like Batman. And you're not even trying to look like Batman. And you're only one person. You can only ever be one person. You may have multiple personality disorders. You may talk to yourself and have inner dialogues. You may be demon-possessed. But you're still just one fucking person. When we see you, we see one person. You may be fat as fuck. But we still see one fat as fuck person. You could get on a scale and it says one at a time, please. But we know it's still just one motherfucking person. And that's the part that's very interesting when you think about it. Because how do we wrestle with this? How do we get through this process? Now, what the person could do to easily solve it, and this would be a reasonable advice, I think. Hey man, you know, you can buy a costume where you look like Batman. Really? I did not know that for some damn reason. Yeah. And then you can be Batman presenting. Not mask presenting. You can just be Batman presenting. You can present yourself as the thing that you want to be referred to. Imagine that. Imagine presenting yourself as the thing that you're claiming to be. Wouldn't that be beautiful? That'd be the easiest advice. Or you could tell the person, no, keep harassing people, get petitions signed, try to get people kicked out of the mall and off of social media and everything, until they call you Batman. Even though you don't look it. What do you think is the most reasonable option there? Now let's take the Batman example, right? And let's take it to, you can apply this to anything. You know, if you look like Jon Snow from Game of Thrones and you show up to the Renaissance Festival, people will call you Jon Snow and want to take photos next to Jon Snow. Doesn't this just seem logical? Take any character that you know or love. If you look like them, you know, if I genuinely looked like Tom Cruise and I said I'm Tom Cruise or Tom Cruise lookalike, people may appreciate that. And they'll be like, look, it's fucking Tom Cruise. I knew a guy once, I worked with a guy who looked just like George Clooney. And he hated it, but we all called him George Clooney. Or some reference to Clooney. You know, hey man, what are you doing here? I thought you, did you just leave the set of Grey's Anatomy? It was annoying. And he would say it. He's like, I'm going to fucking knock somebody the fuck out someday over this George Clooney. Like, you have no clue. It's so old. He's like, and it doesn't help me, you know, with women or anything, because I'm not actually George Clooney. I don't have the celebrity status or the money, so it doesn't really help me. No one's like, I want to fuck a guy that looks like George Clooney. Not really a thing. That being said, people still called him George Clooney because he fucking looked like it. So I want you to really think about that. So why would this be any different if Meghan Markle looks white but keeps telling people she's black and should be referred to as black despite having the whitest albino baby on planet Earth that's a ginger, right? And if you've watched Witcher and you played the game Witcher, you realize Triss Merigold doesn't look like the Triss Merigold from the game at all. For a reason, right? You can call her Triss Merigold, but you're like, that's not what I was picturing for Triss. Y'all did okay on Yen, but, you know, not Triss. So, why wouldn't this same logic, like I said, regardless of where you fall on the spectrum, apply to anything trans-related? You know, if I show up as myself and I'm wearing jeans and a masculine polo and I look like I just left the gym and I have a beard, it would be weird if I walked into the woman's restroom. Even if I felt like I was a woman, I'm not in costume. And that's not going to make sense to people. Same thing if I went to a special party, like a Comic-Con, and it said you get in free with a costume. Right? If you're in costume or you get half off, and I just show up as I am, I have some, like, you know, 5'11 pants or something, and just a normal t-shirt, and I'm like, well, I'm Bruce Wayne. Okay, you didn't even take the time to put a suit on. Maybe if you were in a suit or something nice, you could say, okay, kinda he has a strong jaw or whatever the case is. But you didn't even take that effort. So they're gonna be like, no, you're gonna pay full price. You're not in costume. You are not any character. You don't look like any character. Because we do go by looking at stuff. When I'm driving, and if I'm driving and looking for McDonald's, I look for the arch. Yes, you do the same thing. I don't know how everyone got so stupid or brainwashed, and I don't know why I need to dismantle arguments in such a basic way. But if you look like a fucking man, you look like a man, you can't tell people, call me a woman, or it's ma'am, or say it's she and they. You can actually never do they, unless you're a conjoined twin. This is very simple. We'll grant a pass to conjoined twins. You have to still be conjoined, okay? Conjoined twins, their pronouns are they. A conjoined twin would leave the table, yes? Because you're talking to two people. I've never seen this in real life. I would want to. Not in a bad way. I just, that'd be quite a marvel, you know? Side note, speaking of marvels, I saw a photograph of the world's fattest man from, I think it was like 1930s or something. I think it was like 1930s. It was a picture of the world's fattest man. And he did circus stuff, like where people would go to see the world's fattest man. And I gotta be honest with you, he's not even fat in today's terms. Because you all, and lace this bitch up if it applies to you, are so fucking fat and disgusting, it's unreal. It's unreal how fat and fucking gross people are. I was in Walmart and in line for the McDonald's, because that's just such a perfect combination. They're like, where do all the fat fucks go? Walmart, it seems like more than other places, a little bit more. And let's put a fucking McDonald's in it. What will make them fucking fatter? You know, a Salada would go out of business in Walmart. We know that. A Smoothie King would go out of business in Walmart. McDonald's, it's gonna fucking thrive. For a fucking reason. But this dude's fat is like, it's like there's fat growing off of the fat. It's like the Blob from X-Men. What is that guy? Is it the Blob? That big ass fat fuck. You can't even punch him. It, like, your hand just disappears into the fat and he laughs at you. It's almost impossible to attack him unless it's his fucking head. I think that, like, some of these people are so fat, you could unload a fucking gun into them, and unless you took a headshot or a neck shot, motherfuckers are probably gonna be okay for a while. That's super fucking fat. Anyway, back to the, I've never seen a conjoined twin, so I would want to see a conjoined twin. That's all I'm saying. And there you go. If you're, for the producers of any reality show like 90 Day Fiancé, there's midgets on there now because we have to keep one-upping. So, like, when you have a reality show, you're like, okay, we had normal relationships. What else can we do? Well, we'll do interracial. We'll do this. Well, can we get a midget? Would a midget person want to, from Istanbul, want to marry a British person? Let's do that. Conjoined twin, guys. I'll for sure tune in. Fuck it. I mean, it's not above me. But yeah, conjoined twin leaves the room. You're talking to Susan and Sally, the conjoined twins. Keep in mind, all your pronouns are when the person's typically not anywhere around. And they're like, hey, well, you know, would you guys like another round? And you're like, yeah, I would. And they would like a mimosa and a Chardonnay. That would be appropriate. But if one person leaves and you say they, and only one person is missing and the waiter's been dealing with you, said this before, it's fucking weird. So that's why we're not going to do it. Does that make sense? Let's stop doing weird shit that confuses people, because then you're just setting yourself up for failure. Why don't people call me Batman? Motherfucker, you're in sweats and a fucking muscle shirt. That's why. You fucking don't look like Batman. You don't act like Batman. You can't do any you've never done martial arts. You can't fight. You've never worked out. You can't do any acrobatics. You're not fucking Batman. You're fucking useless and you're poor. The other side of Batman is a rich fucker. That's his superpower, being rich. And doing all the training that he did, like with ninjas and stuff. You don't get to just say you're Batman. And then we're all just supposed to be like, oh, okay. Fred people, I'm Fred. Fred people can touch these hands. Like, that's not how the world works. So if you're an ugly ass dude, and you look like a stupid ugly ass dude with a fucking neck beard, and like you haven't bathed in 3 days, no one's gonna fucking be like, oh, yes ma'am, And then you leave the room and everyone's like, yeah, she went to the restroom. No. It defies reality. You have to take fucking effort. Put your costume on. Let me play this clip. I put it on my Telegram. I'm going to play it for you. And it's a guy confused about this.
You're not a member of the LGBTQIA community and you're somehow straight and found me. One, how? And two, just keep scrolling. So I am apogender. My pronouns are he, they. And as you can tell, I'm mask presenting. So my question is this. I always get he. I almost never get the they.
Because you're one fucking...
So I talked through that because I posted that on Telegram. Because I said, because you're one fucking person. But apogender, I'm supposed to know what that means. Don't care. I mean, that's really it. If I said I'm Stalajolligan, I'm Stalajolligan, you know? You know what that's like to be Stalajolligan, right? And I'm femme presenting, but I almost never get them when I leave the room and I can't hear it. Hopefully your response would be, oh, you're a fucking retard. Hopefully you'd think that I'm stupid as shit. I'm 90s retarded. Or I have some sort of mental disease, and maybe it's time to get Texana or some sort of wellness clinic to come check up on me. That'd be the nice thing to do. And just say, hey man, are you okay? That'd be nice. That's how, if trans people are your friends, I think that's how you should treat them. Like a friend. You know, if I'm saying nonsense, somebody should tell me, hey, you're saying nonsense. You sound fucking weird and stupid as shit. And it's confusing everyone. Why would people call you as a singular person them or they? It's dumb. And we know it all. We know it's dumb. And I have to keep doing these podcasts for some fucking reason, because you guys have to keep coming up with ways to be like, well, let's look at it like this, because you're stupid. But you look fucking sexy as shit, right? As a woman. Look, get it out of your mind. Look at a photo. Google Blair White images. Seriously. And just look at the photo with no preconception. See, I'm very middle ground on a lot of this stuff that you guys think I'm not. I just want people to make sense. And look at a photo of Blair White and you'll be like, that looks like an attractive woman. If you didn't know that the person was a man prior and they didn't tell you and they didn't have celebrity status and somebody looked like that and went into the woman's restroom, you wouldn't give a fuck because they look like it. Just like if somebody was going around the mall saying, hey, I'm Batman, and they're dressed as Batman, you'd wonder why on a Tuesday on no holiday is this person doing this, but you'd be like, yeah, it's fucking Batman. And if your kids are like, can I take a picture with Batman? You'd be like, yeah. But if you're going around the store, you know, looking like a fucking homeless man, or just looking like you just came from the gym as a regular person, you can't go around saying I'm Batman. It's going to be weird, and people are going to reject it. So that, hopefully, share this with trans people. If they're your friends, crack boy, whatever, mental, crank boy, I don't know what, Irish Tupac, share this with your friends, unless you're doing parody and you agree with me, then that's awesome, then give me a plug, you know, do a song about Zero Fox Left podcast, that'd be great. We gotta get these messages out to all the dummies of the world, and the people losing their minds. I wanna bring the world back to sanity. That's my only goal. I wanna bring the world back to the 90s, I've always said that, that's the goal of this podcast. I'm gonna bring you back to the 90s. I can't take you any further than that. I wish I could go back to like the 1200s and we could all fight with swords and I could conquer land and rule like Genghis Khan or something, but I'll settle for the 90s. Let me go through these other points, you know, and Blair White gets a pass because actually you spend a lot of effort. It looks like you got rid of your fucking Adam's apple. You put breast on yourself. Your hair seems realistic. you know, you put makeup on, your Johnson, there's like never, I've never seen a bulge whatsoever. That's it, you know, so you look better than the average woman, to be fair, because a lot of them are fat as fuck. So, it just is what it is. Now, I know that person is a man, and so that is what it is as well, but it's like, if you're being fair, you know, if you didn't know that the person was famous, you would give them a pass and say, ma'am. And that's fine. They tricked you by being in costume. That's okay. You know, obviously you don't want to do that and like try to sleep with a person and then find out the hard way. That's not,
there's some good advice there too. So, but my main point here, another point I wanted to bring up with trans. So the first part was like, you know, basically look like you're saying and your life will be easier. Then this second point is back to what I was saying in the beginning, that men can essentially, trans women are essentially greater than women in this world that we've set up. Not just trans women are women, trans women are better than original women, which sets up a patriarchy, which I thought that side of the aisle of the societal, cultural, political aisle didn't want a patriarchy. But if I can just throw on a wig and say I'm a woman and go to the powerlifting contest and win, or join MMA and win, or swim and win by like fucking 2 minutes, you know, or burn your ass in track or whatever the case is, then a trans woman is better than a woman. And that's seems patriarchal, right? Which I thought everyone hated. You know, it just seems like you're creating a patriarchal society by doing that. Because with little to no effort, I don't even have to shave. I can just say I'm a mass-presenting woman. And you have to just accept it. My pronouns are she, they. And you're like, you're one person. I know, but that's what I said. So it is true. Winning at all sports, becoming admirals. Think about this. Think about all the things. Becoming woman of the year. Caitlyn Jenner. Despite, I mean, and the other point I was saying in the last podcast is, if we're being honest, did Bruce Jenner look better as Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner? Work in your strengths. You know, some people, they say that with fashion too. Like, take it from a fashion angle. Some people can't pull off orange. Some people look great in orange. Work in your strengths. Why would you want to be an ugly ass woman when you could be a handsome man? Doesn't matter how you feel. I genuinely feel like I'm a Viking warrior. I want to kick in doors of people I cannot stand and I hate. Murder them, take their spouse as my own, and take their property as my own. I like that. It sounds good in my mind. But I don't do it because I realize society doesn't want me to do that. It's not normal and it's not healthy. And just because I feel that way doesn't mean I should. You know, maybe I can dress up as a Viking to Renfest and have fun for a couple days or something, pretending to be a Viking, you know, and that's nice. Or play a video game where I'm a Viking, or get on the metaverse and be a Viking, whatever the case is. You know, read about Viking lore, watch Vikings, the show. You know, there's all kinds of stuff I can do to get that out of my system, but it'd be unhealthy for me to be like, fuck it, I'm a Viking, and your rules don't apply to me, society. I know you have laws about pillaging, but pillaging was normal for Vikings. So it's going to be normal for me. I will pillage and plunder because that's what Vikings do. Or whether you're a pirate, you know, I'm going to get a fucking speedboat, pull up to people while they're enjoying their time in Destin, Florida on vacation, and rob them while they're out on their yachts or catamarans or whatever, and just pull up next to them. And when the Coast Guard stops me, I'll be like, what are you doing? I'm a pirate. you know, and start shooting at them. It's no more unreasonable. You shouldn't just... Look, and the truth of this all, people call things the way they look. You know, if I rolled up in a Toyota Camry to a valet, I was like, oh, I'm going to get valet. And I'm like, take care of the Lambo, buddy. He'd probably laugh and be like, that's funny. It's just a old Camry. It's like a 1998 Camry. Okay. I guess it's his Lambo. You know? But if I filed an insurance claim, I got, let's say it got into a wreck or something, and I filed an insurance claim, and I got on the phone with the insurance person, I'm like, how much is it going to be to fix this Lambo? You know, probably 30K? What are you thinking? They're going to be like, it's a Camry, and that's more than the car is worth. Maybe with inflation, not so much. But in the past, you know, that'd be more than the car is worth. And then I'm like, no, it's a fucking Lambo. It's always been a Lambo. Dude, it's a Camry. It says it's a Camry. The VIN shows up as a Camry. When I showed up and took photos of the accident, Camry, Camry, Camry. It's absurd. And that's what you guys are wanting. Reality to be distorted completely. And that's why I can't be on board with it. That's why I keep referencing Blair White. Because it doesn't distort my reality. It doesn't distort my reality because what I'm seeing seems true. And if the person kept it to themselves, I'd never know. So there's your thing. You want to be trans? You want to be treated like a woman and you're a man? Well, one, decide, do I have the build for it and all that? And then go all in on it. Fuck it. And that doesn't mean you have to do the fucking surgery and stuff. Just look the part a little bit. Put on a fuck. At least buy a fucking wig and shave. For God's fucking sake. Put on some goddamn makeup. I don't think I could ever pull it off. I can't. I think I have too much of a certain jawline. I think my ass could do it. I have a very juicy fat ass. Not that anyone cares. But my ass could, you know. I think my ass could pull it off. I think it would murder a thong, you know. Not that anyone cares or asked, but the rest, I don't know how I'd pull it off, you know. What's funny is I could probably create that profile. This is a sad world we live in. I could create that profile and take disgusting pictures that make me want to vomit of myself and throw them on Instagram and probably have a 500K following and an OnlyFans page. Relatively quickly, probably within 6 months. You know, practice twerking and shit. That's the world we live in. Like, is that... And then I don't even need to shave. I'll keep the fucking beard. Because enough sick fucks will be like, oh, okay. That's a little weird. I like it. Because you guys are addicted to porn. And the weirder is, the more you like it. That's sort of how that goes. Because you have a problem. You have to keep spiraling down. That's why one of the women... and I'll save this for this month and retard as fuck. But I'll just give... A woman from... 90 Day Fiance that had racked up like 250K followers from being on there. Most of the people that go on there just try to get a good following on social media, is selling jars of farts and making six figures from it. See, that's you guys' fault because you're sick fucks. You're like sitting there like, and opening the jar, I guess, and taking a whiff. That's fucking weird. I think that would be abnormal in general. Even if you were, let's say you were married to somebody for 30 years and you were like, you know, they're just like, hey, what's one of your biggest fantasies? Well, I just want you to fucking eat a shit ton of Chobani yogurt and some beans. And while we're having sex, just fucking fart the alphabet. I think that would be hard to say in that situation with somebody that knows you and stuff and is comfortable. Would probably be like, I think I'm going to file for divorce instead. That's fucking weird. But you motherfuckers are going to, you're going to buy a jar Anyway, I'm skipping that. Anyway, I'm probably going to catch these hands if I ever run into that guy after this. He'll listen to it, and all the points will go over his head. And I'm going to have to catch those hands, guys. Well, I'm out for now. Thank you for tuning in to another Zero Fox Left. Until next time, go fox yourselves. Peace out, motherfuckers. So this is a PS, I guess. PS, I'm driving. I thought of another point. And it's pretty simple. Watch how people behave at fucking restaurants if their food is wrong. Here's the thing. I could take that guy that's complaining about not being called they. I could take one of these people that are mad they're misgendered. I could take the GameStop woman, man, thing that looks like a fucking tight end from a professional football team. I could take that dude that wants to be called a woman to a fucking restaurant, and I'd be like, oh, I just want to take you out for a nice dinner, right? Where you're paying a good amount of money. Let's say, like, at least $40 a plate type place. And tell the chef secretly, hey, whatever they order, bring him out the wrong dish. So you're going to be like, oh, I want the surf and turf. And they're going to bring you the fucking chicken marsala, you know. This motherfucker would lose his mind. Motherfucker, I ordered the surf and turf. Like, what are you doing? And they're like, that's what you ordered, buddy. That's what you ordered. No, that's not the surf and turf. It's trans surf and turf. This chicken fucking breast has always wanted to be a steak and shrimp. Its whole life. In fact, it wants to be called they, because it's two things. Even though it's just a chicken breast, it's plural, because it identifies as a steak and shrimp. So you will address it as such and be happy for the dinner you got. People would lose their mind. You would lose your mind. You just apply trans stuff to anything else, and you'd watch people lose their fucking shit. They would. I've seen people fight almost with people who worked at McDonald's or Subway or anything if they fuck up their order slightly. I said 3 tomatoes. Well, that is trans 3 tomatoes on your sandwich. Would that satisfy? That's all I wanted to add. Just think about it. The way people are, just watch how people are with their fucking meals and their food and how they'll return it and all this shit and lose their mind over it, fucking fighting a fast food worker who makes $10 an hour, damn near, and you're telling me you want us to warp reality when you couldn't handle your sandwich being warped. Okay. You couldn't handle the difference between grilled and crispy on your chicken sandwich. That would cause you to lose your mind. And if I told you, well, that is that, you would just accept it all of a sudden? No. People can't even do it with their fast food. So there's your closing argument. Again, I'm out. Go fox yourselves. I'm going to have to catch those guys' hands, because trans people are his friends. Later.